Mirror Hours, Friends and Enemies, A Time Travel Romance by Lady Victoria Howard and read by Ava Blair for Saga Egmont. Episode 14. Lubidance. As she dressed the following morning, Victoria discovered the Coco de Mer whip she had hidden in her suitcase. In the excitement of the day before, she'd forgotten all about it. She took it out and started playing with it, tracing it over her palms and fingers, and wondered for the 100th time what it would be like to be properly struck by it. To her surprise, she realized she was becoming physically aroused. Again. Was there something about Paris that brought out her wild side, or was it Jonathan? She'd read in her teenage romance novels about how a man's slightest touch can drive a woman crazy, but had never really believed it. She recalled when Jonathan and her were getting to know each other in London, and how he had lightly touched the back of her knee when they were sitting at the Blue Bar in the Barclay. It had been as if a bolt of electricity had coursed through her and made her heart race. Jonathan stepped out of the shower, a white towel around his waist, his shock of dark hair wet and awry, and found her in her lingerie, holding the whip. She giggled as she turned to face him and lightly struck him with it on his stomach. His abdomen had got a little softer since they had been seeing each other, she noticed. "What have I done to deserve that?" he said, mock upset with his hands up in the air, making the towel slip a little. "This," she said, brandishing the whip in front of him, "is for not buying me a croissant from my favourite bakery yesterday afternoon." She skimmed the whip across his chest where the folded leather tip flicked against his right nipple. "Ah!" Jonathan clenched his jaw and sucked air in through his teeth. "That's actually pretty sensitive," he said, as he leaned against the walnut writing desk in their suite, using his hands to steady himself on the edge. Victoria stood in front of him, enjoying his gaze on her as he took in her all-black lingerie set. Plain and simple, yet the lace against the plump swell of her breasts and her hips set off her curves perfectly.
"I thought you were supposed to be getting dressed," he murmured, looking at every inch of her body, before leaning forward to bury his head into her cleavage.
"Off," she ordered, pushing him backwards with the end of the whip in the middle of his chest.
"I'm not done with you yet."
She brushed the whip against his groin through the towel, making out the outline of his growing cock. "Don't move," she admonished, as he gripped the edge of the writing desk and bit his lip. Nudging the edges of the towel aside, she moved the whip against his strong, muscular thighs until she'd reached his sensitive area. He winced in anticipation of what was to come. She lightly moved the whip against his erection and batted it very gently.
"Careful," he said. "Remember, men don't ask to be kicked in the balls."
"What do they ask for?" asked Victoria innocently, as she moved the whip up over his belly and with a swift movement pushed his towel to the floor, exposing him completely. His penis was impressive and inviting. She set the whip down on the writing desk and stood on her tiptoes, her hands pinning his down so that he couldn't move. She inhaled the freshly showered scent of him as she gently ran the tip of her tongue down his neck towards his chest. She lightly took one of his nipples between her teeth. Jonathan moaned slightly.
"They ask for more of this and, oh God," he breathed out as Victoria had dropped to her knees and started kissing the underside of his cock where he loved it the most,
while her hands travelled over his balls and gently cupped them.
"And?"
she asked again, her almond-shaped eyes looking up at him teasingly.
"More of that, too,"
he replied, tangling his fingers in her hair as she pressed her lips against him and, now familiar with the way he felt in her mouth, took all of his length inside and sucked hungrily on it.
"Tori, look at us in the mirror,"
whispered Jonathan, and out of the corner of her eye, Victoria saw her.